Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors lose last night. They're down 3-1 to the Timberwolves.
Damn!
Game 5 tomorrow.
We're positive.
You know, and there's a lot of Steve Kerr criticism right now. And how about people criticize Kerr? One of the reasons I don't criticize Kerr is because he's just following orders.
Damn.
And when Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob said it's all about Steph Curry and Steph Curry's window, and then you go out and get Jimmy Butler, okay? The message is we got to win now. And yes, should Steve Kerr have somehow, some way, figured out a way to get more out of Jonathan Kuminga over the last couple years? Sure. Yes, he should have.
All right.
There you go. He should have. But that wasn't the message of the team. The message from ownership was, we got to do everything right now to try to win a title. And if he's wrong, he's wrong. Steve Kerr didn't and doesn't think, or at least before Curry got injured, that Jonathan Kuminga was the best way to win right now. And here's the other thing, and I've said it forever. Go ahead and fire Kerr. But then what's going to happen with Steph, Draymond, and Butler? Like, you can't fire Kerr and then keep those three guys here while someone else comes in and tries to rebuild. That's not going to work. You have to make a decision. Are you going younger? Are you going to try to do something else with another coach? But I get all the criticism of Steve Kerr, but they don't want him playing young guys if Kerr doesn't think the young guys can help right now.
Well, tell me if I'm wrong, Steiny. I thought, and I've heard from people in the know, that the biggest Jonathan Kuminga fan is the owner.
Well,
and up until the Jimmy Butler trade, and it wasn't just Kuminga's fault that he wasn't answering the bell or the team wasn't doing this or that. I mean, it was some of his, just like all the other players. But my point is, just because you got something doesn't mean you can't have a surplus. And now we're seeing Jimmy, Dre, and Steph, they need help. And I think Kuminga's showing us on this stage, given a chance, Donnie, he can help. But if we got a coach that's saying, hey, A, B, and C can't work together, then you're really – so I'm saying all that to say, Stoudy, I think there was a tussle behind the scenes in regard to Jonathan Kuminga. I thought owner was his biggest fan. He wasn't included in the trade for a reason. And I think the owner was like, you know what the hell? We pulled off this trade. Go your way. Let's see what happens. And now by default, because that's the only reason I think Kuminga's playing, we're seeing Kuminga show people – that this dude can do some things.
Score. Now, he's a great scorer.
I got you. But we cannot, in the three games that he's shown the polls, Jonathan Kuminga, and I heard this on the morning roast, and I just hate it, Steiny, from callers, oh, they lost. Well, Curry's gone off, and Butler scored points when they've lost, but it's not about that. you know what time it is when we talk about a player that looked like he was just going to be a bump on a pickle, and now all of a sudden against a stout defense, he's showing you he's got some gifts. Not saying he's perfect.
You said something that I don't even think you realized you said.
Tell him.
But it is so telling. You said, Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy Butler need help. Well, guess what? You know what we were saying 2-3 months ago? Curry needs help. So they get Jimmy Butler, and they still have Draymond, but they still need more help. What does that tell you?
Now, it's
now,
funny.
Go lastly,
because I got an answer.
Lastly,
that our Thundercats aren't it.
We should probably get back to the game soon.
Yeah.
How do you get more help when Curry's making 65 and Butler's making 60? How?
Not DMP Kuminga and
well,
make
you
that
can't,
baby
the point is you can't. You can't get enough help around those guys right now, I don't think.
Wow. But you would understand, though, that that's a course of action if this thing ends tomorrow.
What is?
Because now I'm thinking about pods differently. I'm thinking about, and it might be unfair, but I'm being real.
Okay.
So you miss me with all, hey, you handled the regular season. I need to know, is this going to be something moving forward the rest of your careers? Like,
well, I don't know. Do you think Houston's ready to give up on Jalen Green after one playoff
series? I thought, but they've said they're not.
Okay.
Stein, he's more talented.
Well, that's fine. If you want to make a judgment off Pods' one playoff,
no, I don't know what to do, but that's what.
But he's 22 years old. I mean, to expect these young players to be big factors early in the postseason, in the postseason. Let's go to TJ in Houston. He wants to talk about Pods. Hey, TJ, how you doing, man?
How y'all doing? I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Hanging in.
I just wanted to talk about like two little things about Pazinski and Steve Kerr. One, I think we're losing this series because Pazinski. If you pay attention, I think we got a good enough team. Yeah, we might not have a like overall better team than Minnesota, but I think we have a good enough team to get it done. Pazinski, he's giving us nothing. We got to trade him, son. He's 20-something years old, and he can't beat nobody off the dribble. That's a problem. That's a big problem. All these games, we within a game. We 7-8 points away. He can't give us nothing. If he could at least give us 15, we win all these games. It's him. He the problem. He got to go in the offseason if we get eliminated. Steve Kerr, I don't think we need to fire Steve Kerr, but Steve Kerr has to start letting Jonathan Kuminga play more. All as soon as the man mess up one time, take him out the game. What is that? Come on, now the man can't even play because he's too scared to mess up. The moment he messed up, he knew he getting taken out the game. But Pazinski, he going up and down the court and go 1-for-10 and get 35 minutes. Like, come on, he's the problem. I know y'all pointing out Jimmy Butler. I know y'all pointing out Draymond Green. Everybody played their point, but he's the big problem. It's his fault why we down like this. Look at how he playing for the last four games. He's doing nothing.
He's been terrible. He's been terrible.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
I'm looking at everything. If you really analyze the game, I don't mean to cut you off, man. This is the last thing I want to see. If you really analyze the game and just look at the last couple, like, 6 to 7 minutes, we can talk about Jimmy Butler gas. We can talk about Draymond miss. All that. That's true. What is Pazinski doing? You're 20-something years old, dude. You can't beat nobody off the dribble? We got to trade you. We got to trade you. I'm sorry. Jordan Poole would never be doing this right now. I'm sorry.
Thanks, TJ. Yeah. I appreciate the call. Pods has been terrible.
I got to be honest. Why not throw Moody in there, too?
Because he's been – oh, I thought you meant –
okay, no, I'm just – like, I'm not – and Moody's – like,
you know
what? It's a double – like, both of those dudes have hurt me.
Well, that's because they're not playing with Steph Curry right now. And everything changes. And when Curry goes out, everybody needs to do more, and sometimes guys aren't capable of it.
But Moody starts slipping a little bit with Curry in that Houston series, Stani, a little before Pods.
Exactly. Because the Warriors have a lot of guys who are playing first meaningful playoff series. That's the other thing. It's like,
can you afford to let JK go, Stani? I know that's for another show, but I think right now, I don't know. I thought you could.
I don't.
I'm like, well, you really can. I'm just saying.
Again, I've always said I'd be careful about trading Kuminga at 22, but that doesn't mean I think he's going to be a superstar. I don't think he's going to be a superstar. He's too one-dimensional. He's a scorer, and this league needs scorers.
But McDaniel's not a superstar, but he's a perfect fit. He's good.
No,
for Minnesota. So
no kidding, but why is he good?
His DNA, his body, his length.
His defense. He's a great defender. That'll always keep a guy on the court. And if Steve Kerr were convinced Kuminga was a great defender, I don't think this would be an issue.
He's not a bad defender, Stani. I know. Let's move on. But he's not a bad defender. And he can easily be a better defender, you know. But, man, he's got some gifts. And we're talking about lack of athleticism, this and that. He's checking a lot of boxes.
Who?
Kuminga, for the things that we say this team needs outside of the big three. Athleticism, defense.
I reject that he's a good defensive player.
Well, I didn't say good. I said he's not bad.
I think he's below average as a help defender.
I think he can get better easy.
He should have gotten better by now. Let's go to Idris and Hayward. What's going on, Idris? How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. So I got three main points and a final point because I watched that game with a microscope. The first quarter, Draymond showed up. Even Pod made his first two shots. I was like, oh, we're here. But Jimmy was passive, and I was fine with that because I said, okay, he's going to save for the fourth quarter because of the last game. But Julius Randle was a super saiyan in the first quarter. We should have been up by 8 to 15 points, but Julius Randle single-handedly took the punch. Then we go into the half, and then Anthony Edwards says, hey, I can do more than dunk on Looney. I can show that I could do my Steph Curry presentation. And he starts shooting like crazy, and Jimmy, in the second half, he goes down and does these terrible, I'm trying to draw a foul layups, and on the other side, three, and we're down by 12, and then everybody just fell apart. This game was on Jimmy. It's not his fault, but this game was on Jimmy. I watched it and I said, oh my God. And the only other point is we just got to take the L on Jonathan Kuminga. I love Steve Kerr, but based on what we see, we can't just stand here and say, but that's fine now because we've been here before. We're going to win the next game. Steph is going to come back. And once it goes to game 7, anything goes. Take care, fellas. God bless y'all.
Yeah, take it easy.
Jay Williams on ESPN talking about Jimmy Butler, and Idris just said that game was on Butler. What did Jay Williams have to say? Take a listen.
I don't even know what to say about this one. This is crazy. I mean, this is why Jimmy Butler was brought to Golden State.
Right.
For moments like this. And what did we see last game? We saw Jimmy Butler, the pace was incredible. Even though they gave it away, UD and Perk, my man took 23 shots. He was hunting his shots. There was nothing that was calculated about the way he was playing. He had to let loose. He had to be aggressive because that gave his team the best opportunity to win. 9 shots in 34 minutes to me feels like you aren't the aggressive Jimmy Butler. It feels like you are not even really on the court. Now, I know I've never been in playoff games to this magnitude. You guys have. But I can tell you from somebody who is competitively an ass, that's how I am. KP, ain't no way in hell I'm taking 9 shots in a game where my team is without our star player. Everybody is looking at me to be the guy. Kuminga is a good talent, but he is young. Everybody is looking at me to be the old veteran guy who has carried teams to further places in the Eastern Conference like the Miami Heat. To me, this is a sign of somebody I get worried about. Where are you? What is happening in this game where I need you to be him?
That was Jay Williams.
Oh, man.
What'd you think?
I'm going to throw it to you because you said, and again, Stein, if he's sick and you're out there, I don't know what to do. If little Johnny's sick and we're in CYO, that matters. But if you're out there, then I feel like we can judge accordingly. You've always said, don't tell Jimmy how to play. Does last night constitute that, or what was that? I that's valid coming from our guy.
Last night was a case of Jimmy Butler, who's played a lot of basketball in the last month. You're asking me, I'm going to tell you. And he's wearing down, and he's being guarded by a guy who's damn good defensively, Jaden McDaniels, a big chunk of the time. He can't just get his shot off. He has to make a move or a fake to get his shot off.
And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
This kid is young. He's energetic. He's very smart. He's staying down on defense. That's the thing that's been the most impressive thing about Minnesota and Houston to a lesser degree. It feels like nobody's going for Jimmy's head fakes. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Okay, let's just put the right on the table. First one of the day, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. And this is my second time throwing it to you, Stoney. Okay. In regard to tomorrow's game, what adjustments can they make outside of make shots?
I don't even know what to say here.
No, thank you, Jay. Like, that's what's scary about it.
This is crazy.
I look at this team right now and say the only adjustments you can make is if you want to play guys who you haven't played a lot. If you want to go ahead and give Spencer more time or Guy Santos more time. I don't think that's the answer. I don't think that's going to win you the game. Especially now, because this is your roster. It is. You know, it's the roster. I will say this.
It's who you brought to the dance,
and
right?
I've detected, like, when the Warriors won game one, but Steph was hurt.
Minnesota was lousy.
I detected, like, it felt like overconfidence to me.
From Minnesota?
From Warrior fans.
Oh, wow. Oh, for the win.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, not understanding
99-88.
What the absence of Steph was going to mean. And the other thing is, look, Minnesota, you know what they are over their last 48 games? They're 34-14.
Wow.
That's a 60-win team. And that's from the second half. So, like, the Timberwolves, they're good. Like, they're a good team. They were in the Western Conference Finals last year.
No, you're making an argument about the schedule game. They were the only team in the West that had an easier schedule than the Warriors down the stretch of the season.
But there's a difference. And the difference is this, that Julius Randle was a new acquisition, and by the halfway point of the season, they felt like they had him integrated more, and they started playing better. The Warriors got Butler at the same time, at the trade deadline, and everything started clicking, and they beat some teams. But I think the Timberwolves had discovered something like permanent, and the Warriors didn't know if they had or not.
Well, I think it's pretty equal. I mean, the Warriors discovered something when they got Jimmy Butler. The difference was it was just external compared to internal, if you know what I mean.
I mean, my point is that both teams have been playing well since the whenever, and the Warriors don't have Curry.
And
that's
the difference. Right.
Yeah, and I know everybody doesn't play the ponies, and when I say that, Steinie and Evan, I mean gambling. But let's be honest. I guess he could qualify for another amount. Let's put the mice on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Steinie, Vegas had, with a healthy Steph Curry, they had Minnesota heavily favored in this series. So I say that because I'm looking in the mirror talking to myself. What had you think this could go a different way? In game one, up until Curry got hurt, it was like, okay, Vegas, you got it wrong. And that's what I think, that's what's at the core of my pain. They got a game tomorrow. I just feel like had the chef been there Saturday, had he been there last night, maybe they're up 10 instead of 2 at half. I don't know. And we'll never find out. But the one glaring thing about this to me, guys, and I mean this, I look differently at my team so differently now when I judge guys without the chef. You could say it's unfair. You're late to the party.
That's what I would say.
But wow, man.
Like outside of Kuminga, because do you think the Warriors have a star young player?
No.
Okay. Well, you're answering all your own questions. So they don't have a star young player.
But you got two star superstars.
You only have one now.
Like, well, okay, in the series.
You only have one. And I got news for you. Without Steph Curry, their 23-year-old superstar is better than your 35-year-old superstar.
And that
Anthony Edwards is better than Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's go to Ed and Benicia. What's going on, Ed? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Matt and Guru?
Hey, how are you?
I wanted to talk a little bit about Joe Lacob.
All right.
Joe Lacob is clearly the best owner the Warriors have ever had, so I'll give him that. No doubt about it.
Yep.
But I think he needs to stay out of the scouting room. I feel like, you know, Wiseman was not a good decision at the time. And, you know, there's been a lot of reports saying that that's who he really wanted, whereas there were other people in the room that wanted Halliburton, who's the guy I wanted. I wanted Halliburton. I heard that there was a trade proposal at 4 where they would trade their second pick, drop down to 4. They could have got Wendell Carter Jr. and Halliburton. And we wouldn't be having this conversation about we need another point guard. The same thing with Kuminga. I saw Marcus Thompson's article the other day where he said there were a lot of people in the room that wanted Franz Wagner. And I just feel like, you know, Joe got excited twice because of the talent, or at least the natural talent, that Wiseman and Kuminga had, and he swung and missed both times. Now, I know that Kuminga's having a great series. But he still doesn't fit what the Warriors want to do when the chef is around. So we would have been better off to get Wagner. Would have been better off to get Carter. Carter Jr. and Halliburton compared to what we got right now.
Appreciate it, Ed.
Yeah. So that's the.
I mean, that's just a
conundrum that they have to figure out, man. Go ahead. I don't think you can afford now. It's not the show for it, but Steinie, the way I'm feeling, there's no way you let J.K. go. He's shown you that.
Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock tonight. All 5 right. o'clock, Steve Kerr is going to join Willard.
Ah,
and
what kind
Gibbs.
Of mood you think? I mean, he's always the same, but damn, we're facing the this will be the first time they lost 4 in
he
a row.
It.
Yeah, that's never happened under Curry's watch.
I wonder if Franz Wagner would have played if the Warriors had drafted him.
What about LaMelo Ball?
Well, he'd be hurt.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a great comeback. But, hey, that's a great comeback. But you know what I'm going. Oh, man. We got a chance. We got a game tomorrow. And leave the black uniforms alone. Let's just go back to the old school. Bad luck in the black, Steinie.
Let's go to Kevin in Louisiana. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I don't even know what to say.
Hey, Steinie and Garu. Look. One of the guys was really – can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. Well, look, we got to pump the brakes and realize that our old motto, strength in numbers. At the point of attack, the guy that called about BP, yes, he brings the ball up and he's a connector. But they don't fear him off the dribble. He's right about that. Yep. You have to be able to attack the defense. I mean, Brian is good at what he does, but he has to be able to attack the defense. You know, he has to be able to go ahead and make the defense respect him. Okay, it goes back to strength in numbers. San Antonio, the guy that talked about San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard used to come off the bench. Ginobili, he used to come off the bench. That's strength in numbers. We have to bring back the trust with our players. Steve Kerr has to trust them. He has to build them up. They can't come in there not being unsure of what their position is. And I'm going to pretty much leave it at that. I gave that scenario the last time I talked to you guys about next year because I'm being realistic. Jimmy, if you watch his gait, Jimmy is lucky to even be walking around trying to play.
Wow.
It was criminal what they allowed Houston to get away with against him and Steph.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Yeah, I mean, appreciate the call. Yeah. It's hard to be strength in numbers, though, when you got two guys making as much as Butler and Steph.
But didn't the regular season feel like it was back, though, to a degree? Not superstars, because that's what that strength in numbers was not built on superstars. There was a core of superstars, and then you had a plethora of what I thought was GP2, Moody playing, Pods, Post, Guy Santos, Steiny.
Everybody that you named except Peyton had virtually no experience in the postseason. But I hear you. I mean, you know, Peyton hasn't been very good.
Defending.
This series.
That's what's shocking.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Memorial Day weekend is almost here, so swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment, stay in your car, it's done in 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
This is crazy.
Don't mess.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Throw games. There's a lack of grit.
I don't even know what to say.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steve Kerr is joining Willard and Dibbs today at 5 o'clock. Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. They find themselves down 3-1 with Game 5 tomorrow in Minnesota. And the Warriors are going to try to stave off elimination.
Last time this team was here in the Aus was 2016. No.
I don't.
Yeah, because they were up 3-1. I was thinking, I'm talking about OKC.
I think they were down 3-1 to the Lakers, right?
Lakers. Yes, they were. And they lost that series.
Yeah, they won game Correct. 5 and then lost game 6.
Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff, E.
You know, the one thing, and we can get into this, you know, does Kuminga play in the last 2-3 games like he has prove that, like, Kerr blew it or Kerr didn't use him right or Kerr didn't develop him right? I think that's going to be out there.
Okay.
But the one thing I will say is I do think this is nuanced, but I think when Steve Kerr said, you know, Kuminga, Butler, and Draymond, you know, they're just not a good unit together, I think that without saying it, he specifically meant with Steph Curry. Because without Steph Curry, they're more likely to work, I believe.
Yeah.
Because Kuminga becomes, because if you have Steph Curry, Kuminga, and Butler, I think the reality is you have two ISO players, Kuminga and Butler. And if Steph's not there, which he isn't right now, they still have two ISO players, but two guys can have an ability to share the ball better than three guys. Mm. And I think, you know, I do think they've been fine, that threesome, Draymond, Butler, and Kuminga. The problem is that they're not getting a lot of help, and they're less multidimensional than when they do have Steph.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, because I said it yesterday, and Draymond lived up to it in regard to offensively. I thought he was a wild card, and he did his part offensively. I didn't mention anything. Well, I said be tenacious on defense, but he's trying. He's not having success with Julius Randle. Okay, with that said, you talked about Kuminga, and I just got to get this off my chest. Stani, some fans didn't even need to see these two performances or these three performances in the playoffs to still feel the way they felt about Kuminga making contributions. Like they already were there, like they had seen enough, and that was a part of the frustrating part that he wasn't, you know, a part of what was going on after Jimmy Butler.
I mean, I think,
the
injury hurt him in a big way.
He missed 31 games.
And while he was gone,
they balled.
They won.
Yeah.
And so.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Let's go to Maxine. Maxine's in Antioch.
Hey.
Hey, Maxine, how are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, you guys.
Sure.
So, I'm happy to hear Guru's denial is breaking down because I know, Guru, you've heard of the late, great Maya Angelou.
Yes.
Who said, when somebody shows you who they are, you got to believe them, right?
Yes.
So, you know, the Warriors are, you know, it is what it is. And it's sad, but, you know, that's the way it goes. And then I just have a word of advice for Steph Curry. It's called Bikram Yoga. Tom Brady. Stretch, stretch, stretch. You know, the older you get, you got to keep those muscles supple. So
wow.
I hope he, you know, Bikram Yoga is that hot yoga, right?
Sure, sure.
So he's got to go in there. He's got to, especially as he's getting older, he's got to really stretch those muscles. Look how long Tom Brady lasted, and he was all about stretching, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? We'll try to get the word to him. Yeah. I know those guys are interviewing Steve Kerr. Maybe they can suggest Kerr tell Steph that.
Because I got an appointment.
I think he does yoga. But go ahead.
Yeah. Cryotherapy. I'm trying. I got an appointment where you get in the cold. Because remember, I told you guys my ACL, MCL. But I got inflammation. Why are you laughing, Evan, in the knee? So I got an appointment. I'm going to get in the cold tub.
Just a victory lap.
Well, yeah. It felt like it. Cryotherapy, you're familiar. Where you get in the cold tub and you can isolate it to any part of your body.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen?
The inflammation. I got inflammation in my knee. It was causing pain. It'll go down, hopefully.
But then won't it come right back?
Not if you strengthen other muscles around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he's not going to do that.
No.
Well, he benches 350.
Oh, Evan, I'm not, hey.
I'm sorry.
The dude seen me hit a ball 315 feet, throw a bowling ball hard as he says he's ever seen anybody.
315, that does not get out of most stadiums in the power. In the power. Even down the right field line,
Stiney,
I don't know.
Stiney stopped. He can went looking for it. Yeah.
Sammy Sosa.
Help us out. Give us something to win tomorrow. How are we going to? I can't wait for Willard.
Why?
Who can come up with something?
I got something.
Oh, give it to
us. Give it to me, baby.
Rick James.
You need Minnesota to miss some shots. Like, you seriously, you need the Timberwolves to shoot the way that they shot in game one. That's how they won the game. Is Minnesota didn't make a three in the first half. And they shot 20% for the game.
That feels like a year ago now, man.
Yeah.
We need that Minnesota. That was Russ Stiney, you think? Or nerves? Or a mixture?
I think it was mostly the Warriors' intensity caught Minnesota by surprise, because the Warriors had just played in a tough series. And looking back at it now, the Timberwolves had fish in the first round. They won in five games. They weren't tested. Then they got into game one against the Warriors, and they just got punched in the mouth.
Now they've kind of figured it out, though, you know? It feels like Minnesota offense. Stiney, they just swing the ball and get whatever look they want.
But, and, Goo, I mean,
go ahead.
They're playing the Warriors without Steph. Like, you can't.
Well, I meant defensive, offensively.
Yeah, I hear you.
They're eating.
Yeah.
Real quick. Yeah. I know that's my buddy Reg. He loves him some SGA. How close is Ant-Man to being the best all-around player in the game? I'm telling you.
Okay.
I got him at two, Derek Jeter, whoever your one is.
Okay.
And when he gets after it defensively, he can.
Yep. I mean, you've seen him guard Butler in this series, and you've seen him guard a whole host. I mean, he was – took a shot at Curry when Curry was in this series early. I mean, I will say this about, you know, the Warriors, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but, you know, for the people out there that think, you know, Kuminga, this or that, or
yeah,
people don't like Kuminga, and people don't think I like Kuminga. Like,
people don't think you like anybody.
What are you talking about? I like Curry.
It's just who you are.
I like Curry. He's a good player.
Recently, yeah.
He's a great player.
Anyway, I interrupted you.
But what I'm saying is like, are you gonna lose Kuminga and keep Draymond Green? Is that what we're looking at? Because that is something where that to me would seem.
What would you do, though?
Of course not.
Okay.
No.
And I'm in that same camp, but there's light there. I don't want to say politics. There's other things in play. Draymond's Elliot Ness, Donnie, he's untouchable. He's not going anywhere. He's part of the fabric. He's Steph Curry's dude.
Well, I got to tell you, that's, to me, the scariest thing about the Warriors moving forward. They're still old, and they're getting old.
Mm.
And
you want to get rid of a 22-year-old.
Exactly, exactly. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Tommy.
Hey, Stiney. Hey, Guru. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Hey, so, you know, I'm going to go a little bit different perspective here, man. Everybody's got to quit pointing fingers that everybody's not doing something right.
Mm.
Look, we lost the greatest shooter ever, okay? Our number one scorer. We without him, if the Warriors are the machine, he's the oil. Without the oil, it doesn't run, okay? Look at the last three games we lost. Warriors averaged 100 points. Timberwolves averaged 112, okay? We cannot keep going down this road. I just feel, looks like Tatum's out. Do you think Tatum, without Tatum, do you think Boston's going to win?
I think 3-1. They still got action. That's just me, but I hear you.
Okay. If Bronson's out, you think they have a good chance? It's like Ant-Man. Yeah. Everybody's odds go down, you know,
no doubt.
They can't get it.
And I think
so I got a little point there.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Good.
Here we go. Twiddly D, twiddly dumb. The Warriors are done. We run high. We run low. We really have nowhere to go. You guys have a great day. Thank you so much. Yep. I wish the Warriors the best, but it's going to be a hard mountain to climb, man. Have a great day.
You too, man.
You know what? When
they're not done, Saudi, we got one game.
I mean, when you say, what would any team do without their best player? The only team that could survive, I think, is the Celtics. Like, if Cleveland loses Mitchell, they're done. If the Denver Nuggets lose Jokic, they're done. If Oklahoma City loses Gilgeous Alexander, they're
done.
Steph Curry, they're done. The Celtics are the one team, and they're down 3-1, so it's going to be really hard. But hypothetically, if it was 2-2 and this happened, I would absolutely give the Celtics a shot at it. But to me, the Celtics are the team that would be most able to overcome their best player getting hurt.
Yeah, but I have no problem with that. But you can't want to check me into the mental ward for thinking when Curry went down, a guy with the moniker of Playoff Jimmy and Jimmy Buckets, who's done it twice with the team that now I'm starting to say, hey, they had some shooters. You don't got shooters here. But, Stani, I think this is the closest thing to Boston where you thought they could survive.
Really?
Like the awakening is, I've given Curry all the credit that he deserves, but I didn't know even him being gone. I was drunk on the Kool-Aid that Jimmy could get us, we could get through this series without Steph.
Couldn't you make the case that it's the Celtics just because they're the least star-centric team in the league? Like they don't play solely around one player.
Yeah.
It honestly varies depending on the game as to who's going to kill you.
But if you look at the finances, Jaylen Brown's getting paid. Like, I don't want to hear ain't no Tatum. Dude, you take it up a notch, and you still got shooters in Porzingis.
No, I mean, if they weren't down 3-1, I would agree with you, but.
What do you do tomorrow, Evan?
You play
like,
hard.
What adjustment would you make?
You got to defend better. I know everything's been made about the firepower, but I thought Draymond Green, I don't know if you have that sound, Sonny, I thought he said it perfectly, where it was, did you give up 117 points? Right. This team is just not right now equipped to score that many.
Man.
You give up 117 points without Steph, you're probably losing. Because the likelihood that we're going to score 117 points without him is not that high. So everyone has to commit to getting it done on the defensive end, everybody being on the string. That's how we can give ourselves a chance.
Now, I will say to Dre this. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. You only needed 103 Saturday, Dre. So you did what you needed to do. I feel like holding them to 102, and you still couldn't get it done.
But that's how small their margin for error is.
Right.
Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Real quick, Goo, you're right. It's not for today, but the caller, Ed, was right. This is a product of missing those two picks and Jordan Poole being in the Wizards, but that's another day.
Yeah.
But the fans, I'm sitting here thinking of Willard because I feel, Goo, help me. This is a scene in Belly where Nas is talking about the books and DMX is like, here we go.
Oh, God, this is a great one. Go ahead.
Because the fans, they keep coming. No, it's nobody's fault. Did Jimmy Butler look like he checked out? Yeah, we don't know why. Is Kuminga look like he's going to be a great ISO player? Yes, but what ISO player wins? Ask James Harden. Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant are the best ISO players ever. They played in a system and made everyone better. So when you look at Pods and the role players not doing good, it's because, here you go, Kuminga, you're the system. That's all we have when Steph is out. So it's not nobody's fault. It's something different that no one can get adjusted to. So Kuminga could be like a Julius Randle and play with Ant-Man with an elite defense and have a chance at a championship, or be with two other ISO players, Devin Booker, KD, Bradley Beal, and be at home. So they got to figure out what they want to do. But when you lose Steph Curry, I mean, we're all wishing on a star. So we got to pump our brakes and stop coming for everybody. especially Pods. I got a question for Sonny.
Yeah.
If Guru scores 23 points, has one assist, one steal, and that's it, the other guy, me, we'll use me, scores 11 points, has four steal assists and three rebounds, who impacted the game more? Because one person has a minus 9, one person has a minus 13. So let's leave the guy alone. Who, and I'm not saying you, Sonny, I'm just you, so you can answer that after. I'm not coming for you. I'm just saying, let's leave the guy alone in his first playoff series ever. He has to get adjusted from playing with Steph to now it's Kuminga's show. So relax, Warriors fans. Let's go, and we're cool. You guys have a good day.
Well, all right. Well, Kuminga made more of an impact last night.
Right.
But what he's saying is,
all around
if,
game.
If a guy just scores and another guy does a little bit of everything, which do you want? They would have taken either last night. From anybody.
So, just last thing, because I've given this guy flowers at every turn, but my version of coming for him is just disappointment. But, Stani, do you think it's just simple? It's just the stage that has Pods and Moody just shook? It's just the stay or the...
No, he's not good enough to carry the load that he's being asked to carry now without Steph Curry. He's not good enough. Yet. He's just not. We found out a lot about his athleticism in this postseason.
Right.
That maybe it's not quite as high as we thought. But again, when you walk onto the floor with Steph Curry, you know you're in a supportive role. When Steph Curry's not on the floor, you have to be proactive. And when you're proactive and you don't have a complete game, you're going to suffer. I mean, you're going to struggle. And you know what we found out with what we're finding out with Pods is right now, at least offensively, he doesn't have anything to hang his hat on. Like he can't he's struggling to get quality shots. And the reason he was more effective in the regular season is because with Steph, you can get quality shots. But on his own, he struggles. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View. Hey, Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Well, you know, we've talked enough about Kuminga. I'm over it. Okay. I'm to the point where, okay, they start out great yesterday, and I thought they were going to, you know, be able to bring it home, and then that, Ant-Man went off, and, you know, the rest. And I think that Kerr probably should have brought in those, brought in Santos and maybe somebody else sooner, because near the end of the game when he waved the flag, I mean... look what happened, and they brought it down to 7, and the rest is history. Well, I'm looking at management now to look into next year, because we're getting too old, too slow, and we need length and size, and until I guess we have Kerr for another year, which means forget it. They're not going to, he doesn't develop. He doesn't, count on Kuminga until now when Curry went out, injured. And I'm to the point where, Lacob and Levy, is that his name? The assistant or the GM now? They need to start looking for the next head coach that will develop players and get length in this team and start the rebuild and not wait, because I'm over it. I just All right. I'd like to feel good about tomorrow night, but after last night I just said coming back 3-1. Who's done that? Okay, they say the Warriors did it once, maybe twice, but we were younger back then, and we had a better team. And look at what Minnesota's doing to us.
Oh, what happened to Jan?
Well, no,
Bert. Sorry, Jan, but we're all a little bit older now than we were. You know, this is why, you know, as I'm looking at Pods and how he's played in the postseason, I mean, he's learning that. I mean, he's learning he's not as good as he thinks he is.
No, that's wow.
I mean, I hope he's learning that.
Wow.
And the other thing is, you know, we and this is why I kind of pushed back on it during the season when we say, oh, Pods is really, really a smart player. I don't necessarily think he's a smart player. I think he's clever at times. You know, like last night, he'll step in front of somebody running up the court and get a charge. And he did it the other night to Randall. Yeah, that's
Bastani.
That's great. That's cute. Okay. But that's not, that doesn't win you games. And how smart can you be playing if you've just had two games where you can't make a shot?
And he's like, missing open shots, though. So that doesn't have anything to do with smart, Stoney. He's just missing, or his nerves. But just in regard to me doubling back, I'm not caping for Pods. His IQ to me is off the charts because, Stoney, with his limited skill set,
it's not.
He's taking the reins to be the point guard for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I don't think he's a cerebral player. I've said that since he came on.
Well, maybe that's coming. Maybe that's coming to fore. Now we're starting. I don't want to say the jig is up, but
I mean,
let's be honest. For him to take the reins and become what he's become up until this point, I fell for it.
Okay, is it smart? How much is he dribbling in this series?
Too much.
Exactly. That's not smart.
But if you can't go by anybody, and everybody else is covered.
So how smart is that?
Yeah, it's not. But he's not the only one, Stoney. How many times
we see
Warrior players get the ball with 6 seconds left? Oh, thanks for the pass, Evan. What am I going to do with it?
He's playing 30 minutes a game. So,
but he's not subbing himself in or out the game.
Don't you get it? They're running out of players. Mm. They don't have enough quality players, especially without Steph Curry. At least that's the way it looks at this point.
I don't even know what to say here.
All right. I got some trivia for you and Evan on the other side.
Why do you think Pods is a smart player?
That's not trivia.
I'll tell you on the other side.
Okay.
The fact that he's doing what he's done already.
That's just because they have a void in the backcourt.
He's gained trust from the coach.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You think he's smart? I think he's mediocre.
No, I'm just best. Okay, gotcha.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.